It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. Light of knowledge, light of knowledge. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome the viewers of Madani channel to another episode within our transmission titled The Light of Knowledge. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Today we'll be discussing that esteemed personality who is a hallmark of Sunni creed around the world. He is that personality who it is renowned regarding because of his efforts of the deen, his teachings, 9 million people entered the fold of Islam. He is that personality who is the founder of the Chishti Sufi order in the Indian subcontinent, and he is the central spiritual figure in the history of South Asia. A great mystic, outstanding preacher, erudite, scholar, poet and writer, a perfect representative and khalifa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, a true saint amongst all of the saints of Allah Almighty, a source of inspiration and guidance towards Allah Almighty. We are speaking about none other than Sayyiduna Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Al-Hasan As-Sanjari Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Today, my dear viewers, we will be speaking regarding his noble life. We will be learning about his blessed childhood, when he grew up, his travels, his education, his family, his miracles, and a very important point in his life. Rather, the turning point in his blessed life as well. Also, how did he attain the title of Mu'inuddin and further be sent to the lands of India? So stay tuned, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. We will fill our hearts with the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love and admiration for the noble awliya of Allah. And in particular today, that personality who is renowned across the globe for his piety, for his chastity, for his adherence to the obligations of Allah, how he emphasized the importance of the 5 daily prayers. Inshallah, we will hear from his blessed sayings as well. So, my dear viewers, stay tuned, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. We'll start off by mentioning a virtue of reciting Durood-e-Paak. There are countless virtues of reciting peace and blessings upon the embodiment of Nur, the King of Medina, the final Prophet of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One narration is mentioned before me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, cited in the Musnad of Abi Ya'la, no two people who love each other for the sake of Allah meet, shake hands and send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that their preceding and future sins are forgiven before they separate. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, let us get into a habit that when we meet another Muslim, inshallah, convey salam to them first and foremost. After the salam, let us create a habit within the Muslim community that we send Durood-e-Paak, peace and blessings upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that keeping this in mind, these ahadith in mind, that our sins will be forgiven when we do so, as given to us in the glad tidings of this narration. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enliven our hearts with the remembrance of His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us all together recite salawat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah. Now my dear viewers, as you know, we open with a beautiful kalam. So I'd like to request our Honorable Madani channel team if they can play for us a beautiful kalam that we may listen to. Thereafter, on our return, we will begin this topic on the introduction of Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayhi and his blessings. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. صلِّ وسلِّم دائماً أبداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Oh my master, descend peace and blessings countlessly, eternally upon your beloved, the best of creation.
محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين. محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم.
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا. آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا. آپ ہیں عرب و عجم جن و بشر کے پیشوا. آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
محمد is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
And even both groups, Arabs and Ajams.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي.
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا. آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا. ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا. آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
For in every sudden calamity,
Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به. يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العملي.
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ. اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ. حادثات عام میں ہیں آپ میری تکیہ گاہ. آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge.
In other than you, when universal calamities descend. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
فإن من وجودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace And part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بيك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one, fulfill our wishes. Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one, fulfill our wishes. And forgive us for what has passed.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بيك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم My dear viewers, let us start today's program with the introduction to this great and esteemed personality who we are remembering today. We are holding a gathering in his remembrance, so let us listen attentively. First of all, if we mention his blessed name, Sayyiduna Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayh. His blessed name is Hassan. Yes, his name is Hassan, a beautiful name, also the name of the blessed grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu. This is a heavenly name, a name that was given by Allah Almighty for the grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, namely Hassan and Hussein. So this is a very barbarakat, blessed name, my dear viewers. Secondly, in his blessed biography, it is mentioned in the book of Amil al-Sunnat, the book published by Dawat Islami, Blessings of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, the weekly booklet. Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayhi was born on the 14th of Rajab al-Murajab, 537 AH. Yes, so 14th Rajab al-Murajab is the date of his blessed birth. This is corresponding to 1142 AD. In the blessed lands of Sanjar, Sijistan, or Sistan, modern-day Iran and Afghanistan. And he passed away on the 6th of Rajab al-Murajab, 633 AH. Now when we discuss his blessed family, so his parents, what are his origins, my dear viewers? Because once you realize the origins of such a personality, you can then try to understand their maqam. Because Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, is Najib al-Tarafain. This one title should really open our hearts to this personality and allow us to understand more about him.
What does this mean, Najibu Tarafain? Well, in simple terms, this means that both his father's side and his mother's side are from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, this is a very unique quality for Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He is Sayyid from both sides of his lineage. And about his noble father, it mentions his father's name was Ghiyathuddin, is the title that is given. Sayyidina Ghiyathuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He was from amongst the nobles and the chiefs, and they were also rich of the land of Sanjar. He rahmatullahi alayhi, the father of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi, was immensely pious, and he was gifted with many karamat, many miracles as well. And if we look at the Blessed Mother's side, his Blessed Mother, Sayyida Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi, his Blessed Mother's name was Bibi Mah Noor, who was also a woman of esteemed character, excellent, profound character, who would remain occupied in the dhikr of Allah, with worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she would also perform many spiritual exercises as well, meaning namely keeping fasts, reciting Quran a certain amount of times, many different forms of spiritual exercise so that they can attain nearness to Allah Almighty. So this is where, my dear viewers, we also learn regarding Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi, that his parents were pious people of Allah. Rather, they were from amongst the awliya of Allah. No doubt you see the impact of the child when the parents are so devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their life, in their actions, then this will also have a lasting impact upon the children as well. So my dear viewers, we have learnt regarding the introduction to Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz and especially his parents. Now let me speak about a few titles of this great personality, because we hear their titles, but sometimes we don't really understand what they mean. For example, a word which I've been using quite often currently is the word Khaja. Khaja. This is a word, but what does it mean if I was to ask? Now, my dear viewers, the meaning of Khaja is, it originates from Persia. This word Khaja is a Persian word. It means leader or master. So this is the linguistic meaning of Khaja. So when we say Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, it's like we are saying our leader, the master, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz. So what does this mean? Another title I've just mentioned, Ghareeb Nawaz. Nawaz means the one who bestows, the one who benefits. And Ghareeb means the poor people. Meaning throughout the life of Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would benefit the less fortunate. He would give money to them, he would help them in their financial situations. And this is also where he did this so much that he became renowned through his titles as the one who benefits the benefactor of the poor. This is such a profound personality who we are discussing today. Another title, my dear viewers, is Mu'inuddin. Allahu Akbar. Now, my dear viewers, this title, Mu'inuddin, it means the helper of the religion. Now let me tell you a story in relation to this title. Because remember, the titles of the awliya, they don't just come from themselves. They don't say, okay, I am this and this, I am this. No, this comes from the elites of their time, the awliya of the time, and Allah Almighty and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at times will give certain titles to His special people. Because, my dear viewers, as an introduction to this, Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is without doubt one of the friends of Allah Almighty. He is from amongst the awliya of Allah. And what do we know about the awliya of Allah? Allah Almighty teaches us in the Holy Quran, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun lahumul bushra fil hayatid dunya. And furthermore, the verse continues. But what does this mean? Listen carefully. No doubt, there is no fear, nor any grief upon the friends of Allah, those who believed and remained steadfast in their fear of Allah Almighty. Now, if we talk about Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi, we're saying he's from amongst the awliya. Let us mention just a few bullet points for us so we can grasp his level of piety. His level of taqwa. He was often seen performing the dhikr of Allah. Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayhi. He was busy in the dhikr of Allah. Look at this. This is a complete obedience to the command of Allah in the Holy Quran. That, O believers, perform the dhikr of Allah, remember Allah abundantly. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allaha dhikran kathira. This is the verse of the Quran, my dear viewers. We as believers have been commanded to remain in a state of dhikrullah. And when a person is in the state of wudu, when a person is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his eyes are closed, he's focusing his heart towards the remembrance of the Creator, such a personality is the enemy of the devil. Such a personality is harmful for the enemies of Allah. Why? Because he is one who has dedicated his efforts of his life. He's not running after the world. He's not busy in so many other things. But he wants to occupy his time in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. So this is another quality that Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala possessed. Furthermore, within his blessed life, it is mentioned, from a young age, he had memorized the Holy Quran. Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz had memorized the Holy Quran from a young age, but he wasn't just a hafiz of the Quran. My dear viewers, this is very important. For those, mashallah, who have memorized the Quran, a very important point we can learn, extract from the life of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayh. He was devoted to reciting the Quran on a daily basis. It is mentioned in his blessed biography. Now look at the attachment of the Quran of the awliya. Look at the attachment. Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayh, would complete an entire recitation of the Quran in the morning and an entire recitation of the Quran in the evening. Allahu Akbar. Meaning every day, two Qurans would be completed by Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayh. My dear viewers, this is the aspect of the awliya we tend to forget. We mention the karamat, we mention the powers that Allah has granted them. But what is the core of their life? It is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attachment to the book of Allah. As Muslims today, we need to ask ourselves, reflect, how much Quran do we recite on a daily basis? How much attachment do we have to the book of Allah? If we do have some aspect of the Quran within our lives, it is a huge blessing. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not only this, we should encourage our family and friends as well to join, attach themselves to this movement of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, we find this in the beautiful environment of Da'wat Islami as well. A reminder, time and time again, within the Blessed Kitab, the Pious Deeds booklet, the Nek A'mal, we find a remembrance of, did you recite Quran today? At least three verses with tarjama, with translation and tafsir. My dear viewers, this is the message from the life of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi, that we need to revive. Because we love them, let me just say this for a moment, we love them, but does our outer life, our actual life, follow in their teachings? Does it actually, does it represent the message that they stood for on their life? This is something we need to revive, inshallah, and we will, inshallah. So my dear viewers, let me just add another point to this point. You know, Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayhi, not only did he recite the Quran twice a day, but guess what would happen? You can't even imagine what would happen. After he would complete the entire recitation of the Quran, a voice from the ghaib, from the unseen, would be heard by him. He would hear a voice. What would that voice say? That voice would say, O Mu'inuddin, we have accepted your recitation of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. How many people, meaning you could say in terms of the entire universe, the entire creation, a small percentage of people, meaning the awliya of Allah, will have this maqam, that their recitation of the Quran is accepted, and then they are told as well that we have accepted your recitation of the Quran, or we have accepted your salah, the namaz that you have offered, we've accepted it. This is from amongst the elite people. This is why we need to remember, my dear viewers, who we are speaking about today. His maqam and status in the court of Allah, that he would receive the glad tidings that your Quranic recitation has been accepted. This is the maqam of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi. And furthermore, he would spend his nights in the ibadat of Allah. He would spend his days keeping nafal fasts. He would eat very little food, dry bread, after soaking it in water in the evening. Meaning such a simple life, we can't even imagine. I say this with very clearly. Today, we cannot even imagine someone living like this because we live a very luxurious life. We have so many cuisines prepared within our home. Our parents, our mothers, our spouses are preparing so much food. We can't even imagine living a life with simple dry bread. This is something for all of us to remember as well. The awliya kiram would eat little, would sleep little, and they would speak little. This is something for I, myself, and all of us to reflect over. Because this was the teaching of the great personality. So my dear viewers, alongside this aspect, Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi would also wear clothes which were clean, and he would keep them clean. neat and clean. But if they ever needed any work being done on the clothes, then he would patch the clothes himself. And this is a very level of humility from the great man of Allah, that he would patch his own clothes, but he would wear them. He wouldn't, if the clothing was damaged, he wouldn't just discard it and throw it away. But rather he would patch it up and wear it. This was the state of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi. So the point I started with here, my viewers, was Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz is from amongst the awliya. The qualities of the awliya I just mentioned, they are those people whose night and day are spent in the dhikr of Allah. They are those people who recite the Quran often. They are memorizers of the Quran. They implement the teaching of the Holy Quran. They are those people who eat little, speak little, and they sleep little. They are those people who are constantly in the state of wudu. And this is what we learn from the life of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi. But coming back onto his titles, because we started off with Khwaja, which meant master and leader, and then we mentioned his title of Mu'inuddin. What does Mu'inuddin mean? We mentioned it means the helper, the supporter of the religion of Islam. So how did he get this title? Well, my dear viewers, listen attentively to this very famous incident. Having attained the blessings from his Shaykh, Sayyiduna Khwaja Usman Harwani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was the spiritual guide of Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, who? Sayyiduna Khwaja Usman Harwani rahmatullahi alayhi. After attaining the blessings from his Shaykh, Allah Almighty granted Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz the rank of Wali, sainthood. After attaining the rank of sainthood, with the permission of his Shaykh, he was allowed to go and spread the message of Islam. So then he set off on a journey. And whilst on the journey, he would stay at different places, different cities, different towns. Eventually his migration, his leaving, his journey, his travel led him to the city of Makkatul Mukarramah. And there he performed the worship of Allah. And he mentions in the books of his blessed seerah, for some days he stayed in Makkah Sharif and then he left for the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwarah. Then Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi was present in front of the blessed Rawda Sharif, the blessed golden mausoleum of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Now think about this. Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi is Sayyid. He's at the court of his noble grandfather, the Sayyid son, in front of the Sayyid father, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now think about the spirituality, think about the ruhaniyat that is being descending upon Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi, being from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. The scholars mention in the blessed biography, one day in Medina Sharif, in front of the blessed Rawda Mubarakah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam blessed Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz with glad tidings. And he said, O Mu'inuddin, you are the Mu'in, i.e. O helper of the religion, you are the true helper of the religion of Allah Almighty and the wilaya, the sainthood of India has been granted to you. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is granting him the glad tidings. You are not only a saintly figure, but you have been granted the blessed sainthood, the wilaya of India. From you it will be distributed. And then he mentions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayhi, go to Ajmer. Your presence will remove kufr, disbelief, and the beauty of Islam will increase. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, this is the reason why Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi attained the kunya, the title, the laqab of being Mu'inuddin. He attained this title from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And not only that, he also attained the stamp of approval from the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you are going to be the wali, the saint who will be sent to India and you will distribute your faith, your blessings to the people. And this is where we see, my dear viewers, when the personality has a stamp of approval from the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you see 9 million people enter the fold of Islam. Allahu Akbar. This is why, my dear viewers, we sing the praises of the great Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us firm in our love for this great personality. And now, my dear viewers, I would like to ask the Merging the Channel team, inshallah, if they can play a package for us, and inshallah after that we will return back on our topic of Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Keep watching Madani Channel. Inshallah, we'll be back within a few moments. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The final Prophet and Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, At-ta'ibu min al-dhamb ka man la dhamba lahu. That person who repents from his sins, it's as if he has no sins. My dear viewers, the doors of repentance are never closed. Every sunrise, every single morning, every sunset, every single evening, this is a reminder of time passing by. A page in your life passing by. An opportunity, a chance for you to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to repent. And the brilliance is that you have a link to the greatest, a link to the creator of all of the worlds. You just need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't need to make a prior appointment. No matter what your sin may be, you can always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he says, Ya ayyuhan nas, the old people, tubu ila Allah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ فِي الْيَوْمِ إِلَيْهِ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ. For indeed, I ask forgiveness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times a day. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam asks for forgiveness, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whose sake the past and the future sins of much of the ummah is forgiven. For his sake, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who of himself is ma'asoom, is sinless. But yet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asks for forgiveness. How often should we ask for forgiveness? Repentance is a reminder of ourselves to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be humble. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you'll find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. But just for us to simply say Allah forgives, my dear viewers, this is not enough. Because the way to that forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repentance, which is acknowledging your sin, feeling remorse, promising never to commit that sin again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me, make all of us amongst those who are people who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who seek forgiveness. Allahumma ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, beautiful package in relation to repentance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm in tawbah and repentance. My dear viewers, we're discussing about the beautiful life of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi. We start with the introduction. Now I want to mention that very famous incident when the king of all awliya, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Quddisa sirruhu nurani, stated, قَدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَةِ كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ. This foot of mine is on the neck of every saint of Allah. Now, why am I mentioning this? Because when this statement was declared upon the command of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was in the prime of his youth. And he was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time in the mountains of Khurasan. And he replied, بَلْ قَدَمَاكَ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِي وَعَيْنِي. He said, rather, in fact, both of your blessed feet, O Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, are upon my head and are upon my eyes. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, this was the link between these great personalities. That when this statement was declared, look at the awliya, look at the way the true awliya behaved when this statement occurred. And this is where we learn, my dear viewers, ba adab, ba nasib, be adab, bad nasib. The one who is respectful,
the one who is well-mannered, that personality has a blessed life. That person will have a life full of khair and goodness because he reveres the elders of society. Furthermore, if somebody is disrespectful, if somebody does not even care about those who are young, those who are older, they don't have respect for the pious predecessors, which unfortunately we do here in today's time. But forgetting that point, coming back to this point, when it comes to respect, my dear viewers, we must stay respectful. And in regards to being respectful, there's a very beautiful actual story in the life of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, where he was a young man, and within his blessed biography we learn, at the age of approximately 15 years, his father passes away. So Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayhi, he inherited a orchard, which is a garden, and a water mill, which was a means of earning his livelihood. And thereafter, in his life as a youngster, as a youth, he would look after the orchard and irrigate the land and the trees himself. This is within the life of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz. But what happened during this time period? Remember, he's probably within his teens. He's most definitely after 15 years. So within this time period, one day, while Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayhi, as a youngster, he's watering the plants of his orchard. All of a sudden, a pious man of Allah, a saintly figure, an elderly figure you can say, enters the garden, enters the orchard. As soon as Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayhi, saw that there's an elderly man who has come, what did he do? When he looked carefully, he saw that this was none other than the saintly figure of the time, Sayyiduna Ibrahim Qanduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And what did he do when he saw that religious figure? He went up to him immediately. He gave him salam and he kissed the hands of that great sheikh. After this, he told him to kindly sit comfortably underneath one of his trees of his orchard. Then he presented a truly fresh bunch of grapes to the great saintly figure. And then he sat in the position of tashahud with respect on his knees, and he was sitting there in front of the sheikh. After doing this, the saintly figure, Sayyidina Ibrahim Qanduzi alayhi rahma, he saw the adab of this young man. And out of happiness, he took some of it into his mouth, and then he gave that piece back to Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi, the piece that he had placed in his mouth. He offered it. Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi accepted that piece, and he mentions himself, as soon as I had the blessed food left over by the saintly figure that had just been consumed by him, he said, my whole life transformed, my mindset transformed, my inner being, my heart. I now turned away from the world. I had no inclination for the world whatsoever and maintaining a livelihood. Thereafter, Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz sold his mill, his orchard, all his worldly belongings, distributed his wealth to the poor and destitute, and he became a traveler in the path of Allah Almighty. And there is where he started his journey, his official journey, you can say, of studying Islamic knowledge. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, this is the story of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayhi, of his life. And what does this also show? The same principle I mentioned before regarding the waqi'ah of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Ba adab, ba naseeb. And then you say, be adab, bad naseeb. The one who is respectful attains lofty status and his life is full of good fortune and khair. And those people who are disrespectful, who are ill-mannered, those people, they do not benefit, my dear viewers, in this world, nor in the hereafter. The discourteous will always be deprived. This is where we learn from the teachings of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayhi. We too need to observe our life today. When we are living in society, how do we treat people? How do we treat those who are younger than us, those who are elder than us? How do we treat religious personalities? Those who are practicing, those who are pious, those who are God conscious, who have a fear of Allah within them. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, as the Muslim ummah, how we should behave with those who are elderly. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Anas, have respect and reverence towards the elders and have mercy upon the young. You will attain my company in Jannah. SubhanAllah. So this is a glad tidings again, given in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for those who are ba'adab. Ba'adab, ba'naseeb, my dear viewers. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, this is reported in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, he is not one of us. He is not one of us who, the one who does not have mercy on our young, nor does he respect our elders. Subhanallah. This is where we learn, my dear viewers, that as believers, we should be merciful to the young and we should be respectful towards our elderly. And if this is something that we maintain within our lives, we will find blessings and barakat throughout our life. And this is something we find in certain, you could say, cultures and certain countries as well. Those who are religiously minded, those Islamic countries and personalities, you will find they are very respectful towards their elders. And this is why they are blessed as well. But we need to include this throughout the Muslim world, my dear viewers. Spread this concept throughout the world. And as elders, we should be kind, compassionate, and also speak good to the young. This is also mentioned in the hadith. Let us not forget this as well. As elders living in society, we must treat our young well. Give them good tarbiyat. Give them respect and also give them, listen to their words. Take their consultation. Listen to them. And don't just be harsh, because this is not the way of the believers. As elders, we have rather a greater importance, a greater emphasis given to us that we must lead by example as elders. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to live our life in following these beautiful teachings. My dear viewers, if we continue now with the blessed story of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayhi, a few titles I did miss out. So we mentioned Khwaja, we mentioned Ghareeb Nawaz, we mentioned Mu'inuddin. There are also a few more titles I have missed. One of them is Atai Rasul, and that means the bestowal of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, i.e. he was granted wilaya, sainthood of India by the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm just amazed at who this person is. And a final title given to him is Sultanul Hind. And again, these are his famous titles. Otherwise, the awliya, they have numerous titles. But the last one mentioned is Sultanul Hind, i.e. the king of India, and he is the true spiritual king of India. Because of him, my dear viewers, most likely, this is something I'd like to portray today, many people from the Indian subcontinent are most likely Muslim today because of the efforts of this great personality who we are talking about today, Sultanul Hind, Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayhi. So as Muslims, we should know about him. We should be able to speak regarding that personality. And we should be able to spread this love of the awliya into the hearts of other people as well. But if we continue on his blessed life, we do also hear that when, after he left the orchard, and he sold the orchard, then he decided to travel on the path of Islamic knowledge. The scholars of Islam mention that Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he traveled across the globe. You can say it's an exaggeration, but he traveled far and wide to seek ilm-e-deen. Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi traveled various places like Bukhara, he traveled to Baghdad, he traveled to Syria, he also traveled to Kirman and various other regions to seek Islamic knowledge. And he did this for a long and a lengthy time in his life. He also traveled to Bukhara, where he studied under Maulana Hussamuddin Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi as well. So he attained his formal education, the zahiri ulum, the apparent sciences that one attains while seeking ilm-e-deen. But do you know what happened with Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi? Very unique about him as well. And the true awliya, you find this within them. The more he sought Islamic knowledge, the more yearning he had for seeking ilm-e-deen. It's not the case that he studied and then he got tired or he felt it's too difficult, it's too much. You know, remember in that time, yeah, you can say the expenses and actually doing this, especially when somebody who doesn't have a family behind him because his parents passed away, but he still continued on this path of ilm-e-deen. For us today, we have so much luxury. We have our parents' support or we have family support. We have their sacrifices are what has led us here to this stage. So my dear viewers, and this is a message for students of knowledge as well, utilize your time wisely because your parents have invested within you. So when you are out there seeking ilm-e-deen, do not waste time. Especially for those people who are seeking ilm-e-deen, but besides them, if I was to extend this message to all of those who are studying within the world, whether college, university, etc., Your parents are investing within you as well. So also give time, dedicate your time, and also work hard within this avenue. Make a good intention, inshallah, that through this occupation, through this job that you will go into, this permissible job, you will also preach the message of Islam through your character, through your behavior. And inshallah, azza wa jal, maybe the sciences that you are studying could be a means of you recognizing and attaining more knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who are studying the sciences, those who are studying the human body, those who are studying engineering and the different creations, and you can say the different components to any product, how you can understand that if this watch, for example, that people wear, or this mobile phone that we see, or the human body that we observe, if just this has so much complexity, what about the entire universe around us? What about the heavens and the earth, the star, the skies that are held up without any pillars? Who is holding them up? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, if you look at the sun, the moon, the stars, if you look at within the human body, many viewers, how many signs reflect and teach us that there is a creator, there is a designer, an intelligent creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has prepared all of this. And if we look within the world, we find that the world has been created for the ease of humanity. You look at animals, you look at the entire cycles, like we have discussed previously. This is where those who are studying knowledge really use this opportunity to reflect upon your belief as well in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Strengthen your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is where Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, lived a life of piety. He lived a life as a student of knowledge, dedicating years and years of his life to seeking ilm-e-deen. The scholars mention that Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz spent approximately 5 years in Samarkand and Bukhara for acquiring knowledge of the deen. Thereafter, he went further into studying the knowledge of the deen. So my dear viewers, there is much more to discuss on this very topic. But I would like now, if we can have a kalam, rather a manqabat of the great Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, after which we will return and continue and bring this program to a close in the next few moments, inshallah, azza wa jal. So now, inshallah, if you can have a beautiful manqabat of the great Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayhi. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ya Ghareeb Nawaz, Ya Ghareeb Nawaz, Khwaja mere, Khwaja mere, Khwaja mere, Khwaja, Khwaja e gild wo darbar gaya la tera, Khwaja e gild wo darbar gaya la tera, kabhi mahroom nahi mangne wala tera, mangne wala tera, Khwaja,
Khwaja piya, Khwaja piya,
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 mai sar josh dara gosh shisha tera, be khudi chhaye na kyun peeke piyala tera, khufte gaane shab-e ghaflat ko jaga deta hai, saleha sale wo raaton ka na sona tera, hai teri zaat ajab baghair haqeeqat pyare, hai teri zaat ajab baghair haqeeqat pyare, kisi tairak ne paya na kinara tera,
Khwaja piya, Khwaja piya,
पामालिये आलम से इसे क्या मतलब, खाक में मिल नहीं सकता कभी जर्रा तेरा, किस कदर जोश तहय्युर के आया है आसार, नजर आया मगर आई न को तलवा तेरा, गुलशने हिंद गे शादाब कलेजे ठंडे, गुलशने हिंद गे शादाब कलेजे ठंडे, वाए अब्र करम जोर बरसना तेरा,
या जा पिया,
या
जा पिया,
اپنا در پاک دکھا دے پیارے، آنکھیں پر نور ہو پھر دیکھ کے جلوہ تیرا، ذل حق غوث پہ ہے غوث کا سایہ تجھ پر، سایہ گستر سر خدام پہ سایہ تیرا، تجھ کو بغداد سے حاصل ہوئی وہ شان رفیع، تجھ کو بغداد سے حاصل ہوئی وہ شان رفیع، دنگ رہ جاتے ہیں سب دیکھ کے رتبہ تیرا، بغداد میں جاری ہو تیرا چشمہ فیض، بحر بغداد ہی کی نہر ہے دریا تیرا، کرسی ڈالی تیری تخت شہ جیلا کے حضور، کتنا اونچا کیا اللہ نے پایا تیرا، رشک ہوتا ہے غلاموں کو کہیں آقا سے، رشک ہوتا ہے غلاموں کو کہیں آقا سے، کیوں کہوں رشک دغے بدر ہے تلوار تیرا، قدم غوث لیا ہے سر پر، اولیا سر پہ قدم لیتے ہیں شاہا تیرا، معین الدین غوث گئے اور خواجہ معین الدین ہے، معین الدین غوث گئے اور خواجہ معین الدین ہے، اے حسن کیوں نہ ہو محفوظ عقیدہ تیرا، کبھی محروم نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ، بیوٹیفل منقبت of the great Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Sultan Al-Hind Atai Rasool. My dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, we've been discussing his blessed life and there are so many points to mention. Seriously, whilst looking at the information before me and the time ahead of me, unfortunately, there's not enough time. Truly, we can't do justice to the life of that personality. My dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, when Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he gave salam in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said the following words whilst giving salam. He said, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Sayyid al-Mursaleen wa khatam al-Nabiyyin. Upon this, Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz heard a reply from the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in which it said, Wa alaykum as-salam ya qutb al-mashayikh. Another title of the great Shaykh, Qutb al-Mashayikh. And here was where, as mentioned prior, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handed over the affair, the wilaya of India, into his blessed court, Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayhi, and entrusted the matter to him. And thereafter, my dear viewers, we're discussing the blessed life of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz. He did study a lot and he traveled quite a lot as well. After attaining the command from the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he traveled various cities. Like I highlighted before, we mentioned Baghdad Sharif, Samarkand, then Bukhara, Nishapur, Tabriz, Aush, Asfahan, and Khurasan, Khirqan, Balkh, Ghazni, and these are just a few that I have mentioned. Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz traveled far and wide in the search of Islamic knowledge and to also teach people the true message of Islam. When we observe his life, we also find that he spent many years in the company of great personalities. For example, when he arrived at the court of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayhi in Baghdad Sharif, he spent 5 months in the court, in the suhbat of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Furthermore, he attained knowledge from the court of Shaykh Badruddin
Abu Sa'id Tabrizi rahmatullahi alayhi, he rahmatullahi alayhi then traveled far and wide in order to attain more spirituality and more knowledge of the deen. And very famously, because time is against us, I wanted to mention and highlight those important points. Now, if we look at his life, there is a unique moment that we also find. During his blessed journey, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Mu'inuddin rahmatullahi alayhi, not only did he pay visit to the blessed tomb of Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Data Sahib, but he also spent 40 days in spiritual meditation, and he attained a lot of spiritual benefit from the court of Sayyiduna Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, as mentioned in the kitab Mir'atul Asrar. Thereafter, whilst departing from the blessed place of Data Sahib, Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi said those renowned words in couplet that we hear and we have been hearing for many centuries. Ganj bakhsh feze alam mazhare noore khuda naqi sara peere kamil kamila ra rahnuma. The blessings and virtues of Sayyiduna Data Ganj bakhsh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi alayhi are showering upon the whole universe. And he, rahmatullahi alayhi, is a man of divine manifestation. It is a sign of his high caliber and status that he, rahmatullahi alayhi, is a perfect spiritual leader. For those who are unaware of the path of spirituality, and he is also a mentor and a guide for all of those who are even perfect spiritual leaders. Subhanallah. This is where, my dear viewers, inshallah, we learn. Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayhi, was extremely humble. He had such a maqam in the court of Allah Almighty. But look at the aspect that we try to derive from this, is the love of the awliya. Visiting the shrines of the awliya is something which is rather done throughout the centuries. If we go all the way back to the time of the tabi'un, atba'u tabi'in, we find that Sayyiduna Imam Shafi'i alayhi rahmah would go to the shrine of Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he would go there, he would perform nafal salah in the court of Allah Almighty. And then he would supplicate in the court of Allah, Ya Allah, I have a so-and-so need, so-and-so problem and haja, Ya Allah, for the sake of this great man, Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, who is resting in this grave, Ya Allah, for his sake, grant me solutions, resolve my matter. And Imam Ash-Shafi'i alayhi rahmah would say, it is at this point I found none of my du'as were not accepted. Meaning every single of my du'as were accepted in the court of Allah Almighty. This is why the awliya kiram teach us through the true teachings of the Salaf al-Salihun, the righteous predecessors, is to go to the shrines of the awliya, of the righteous people, attain benefit, remember Allah, do istighfar, and also pray through the mediation, through the wasila of these personalities. My dear viewers, when we do so, our du'as will be accepted. Because these are those people who spent their life in the obedience of Allah. These are those people whom Allah Almighty has made as huge pillars and beacons of light and guidance for the world to come, for the people to come. This is why as Muslims, we too should take time out of our busy schedules and go and visit the blessed lands of the awliya kiram, and also ask for your forgiveness from the court of Allah Almighty. So my dear viewers, we have a few more moments left, inshallah, as we're doing our program. I would like to ask our Madani Challenge team if they can present another point of guidance for us through our packages, and thereafter we will return with our final message about the blessed life and teachings of Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayhi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Discussing on the topic of hurting other Muslims or causing them grievances, let's listen to this hadith and then understand how grievous this matter is. The Master of Worlds, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said, whoever offends a Muslim without a valid shari'i reason has offended me. And whoever offended me has offended Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, offending Allah and His Messenger is indeed a grave wrongdoing committed by the disbelievers. Allah Almighty declares in part 22, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 57, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Easy translation of the Quran, Kanzul Irfan. Those who offend Allah and His Messenger, Allah has deprived them of mercy in this world and the hereafter, and has prepared a humiliating punishment for them. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, do we consider ourselves to be from those who disbelieve? Do we consider ourselves to be enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do we consider ourselves to offend the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We do not. Then why do we do these sins? Why do we backbite? Why do we slander our own brothers and our sisters? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, take heed from this hadith and from the ayah of the Quran and refrain from doing such acts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and keep us away from these sins. Ameen bi jahin nabi al-ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, today we've been discussing in relation to the virtues and the excellencies of Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi, a great personality. Inshallah, we will mention a few final concluding points about this great personality. So we mentioned his beginning, his introduction, his parents, his blessed childhood, his life, and how he was so devoted to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sought ilm-e-deen, traveled far and wide. Now we mention a few points mentioned regarding his blessings and miracles. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, one very famous miracle about Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi is that thousands of people visit his blessed shrine. And alhamdulillah, the blessed Langar Sharif, the food that is distributed at that blessed mazar, has never run out of food. This is a karama of the great personality. Those who are poor and needy, even those of different faiths, they come to the court of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz and they attain food and they eat on a daily basis and have been doing so for centuries. This is one of the miracles Allah Almighty has manifested for His chosen people, especially Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And this is where we find that within his life, he was a personality who changed people's mentalities. People came with all sorts of questions. People of other faiths came to him. But Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz taught them the message of Islam, the oneness of Allah Almighty, the truthfulness of the prophethood of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And by doing so, people embraced Islam. And those people whom he taught, his students and khulafa, they were in numerous numbers as well. So Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi did not only seek knowledge himself, thereafter travel the world, you can say, but he traveled and he taught knowledge. He created students of knowledge that even today we are benefiting from such students of knowledge. If we mention his blessed books and writings, a few mentioned here is that he has a writing known as Anisul Urwa, Kashful Asrar, Ganjul Asrar, such titles that are renowned within the Muslim world. And if I was to bring a conclusion, my dear viewers, to this topic, I would say the teachings of Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi, the core principles that he taught was love for humanity, meaning teaching the true message of Islam that we should love people and treat them well. Because you don't know that if you treat them well, that could be a means of them drawing near towards Islam. And this is the true message of Allah, the creator of the universe, that you should have and you should treat creation well. Treat them with love, kindness and consideration. He also mentioned that within his guidances, we will find a beautiful teaching that you should not have malice and hatred for people. If you dislike a person, then it should only be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No personal vendettas, no personal malice and hatred. This is a very deep level of guidance. He further says, humility and devotion towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be the primary goal of our life. So as Muslims, we too need to observe our life. Do we have this as our main goal? Because we find within society, many people, they prioritize other things over the religion. Today, unfortunate to say, Islam has become, in many people's lives, just a name. That they are Muslim by name, but there is no reflection of the Islamic teachings. And this is where we have to remember, where are we going? Which path are we following? Allah Almighty has told us in the Holy Quran that, O believers, enter into Islam completely, wholeheartedly. I.e., do not be part-time Muslims. Do not take some from the religion and then leave those things that you do not like. As a Muslim, we need to accept the entire message of Islam, not those things that we can understand or we think, yeah, this makes sense to us, and then leave other things which we find difficult. As Muslims, my dear viewers, we need to come back to the core principles of Islam, entering to Islam completely via our actions and our words as well. He never became tired. This is the status of the awliya, that no matter what season comes, spring, summer, autumn, winter, whatever comes, the awliya are always obedient to Allah Almighty. It's not like we see within ourselves today, when the timings are easy for us, we will be praying, we'll be offering salah. But when the prayer is later on within the night, or when they are spread out, then we find a lot of excuses. This is why, my dear viewers and Madani channel, try your best, okay, to read the life of these personalities so that you can rectify your affairs. Because his message remains deeply relevant, especially in today's time. The observance of the five daily salah, being those people who, especially in this time of division and you can say intolerance, people are not even listening to anybody today. If you want to rectify yourself, come back to the teachings of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi, who spent his life calling humanity towards unity, i.e. towards the one belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He inspired people towards the worship of Allah Almighty. And he taught people through his character. Numerous points mentioned in his life where he was teaching people to be kind. Many people mistreated him as well within his life. He had many enemies of his time, but he always treated them well. And that also left an impact on people. So when we are living in this world, my dear viewers, we also need to live a life that is going to benefit people to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to learn from the blessed life of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi, in which he told us a final point. The friend of Allah is one who has three such qualities. If you want to see who are the awliya, they are those people who have generosity like the ocean. They have affection and love like the sun, and the quality of hospitality like the earth. They are as vast and extensive as the earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to learn from his blessed life and teachings and bring this to a practical within our life. Until our next translation, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. Light of knowledge, light of knowledge.